Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bobby Keys of webradio.com. And when I'm not on the air, I like to sit down and read a good magazine. The magazine I like is called 50 Plus, the second half magazine. It's a magazine all about the baby boomers. 50 Plus, the second half magazine, features the legends of classic soul like Delphonics, Jerry Butler, the Stylistics, the Manhattans, just to name a few. Read their stories and hear it straight from them. 50 Plus, the second half magazine, also covers healthcare as well as the lives of everyday people. 50 Plus, the second half magazine, is there to share information with you. So order your copy today. Go to the website at www.50plusthesecondhalfmagazine.com and check them out on Facebook at PAB Magazine. 50 Plus, the second half magazine. It's all about the baby boomer.
This morning's show, Wise Words with Darius, is sponsored by 50 Plus, the second half. It's our time, online radio. Now, let's get ready for your host, the Professor Wise, coming up next.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday to you. This is Darius, the Professor Wise. And I'm so excited to come to you today for episode 36 of Wise Words with Darius. Today, our topic is, what do you know? What do you know? So we're going to get into, you know, what we know, how we learn, what those things mean, how it affects our life. But before we do that, as always, I'd like to thank our sponsor, 50 Plus, the second half magazine, for giving us this awesome platform to share every Saturday and, you know, really have an opportunity to kind of get into some things as far as our mindset, what we're thinking, how we can help that process, how can we expand our thinking. So I want to thank 50 Plus for that. 50 Plus, the second half magazine. If you are a baby boomer, first of all, you need to make sure you check them out. 50 plus, the second half magazine.com for all the things that probably interest you right now, especially as a baby boomer, music, health, finances, all of those things that, you know, you may be interested in. And as I always do, if you are a business owner and your target market is the baby boomers, you definitely need to check out, you know, get with 50 Plus, the second half magazine, to advertise and get your product and service out to that community. So here we are today, episode 36, what do you know? So we're going to talk a little bit about the things that we know, what have those things done for us, and how do we move forward in our journey. Always understand that, you know, my mission and my thought process with all of this and sharing with you guys is that I want to make sure that you have what it takes and you have the proper mindset to accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish in your life. So that is my main goal, is just to share some success principles, some wise words, things that I've experienced, things that I have learned, things that I'm continuing to learn as I expand my thinking, and to share those things with you so that point, when we're looking back over our life, we have minimal, that's the biggest thing, is minimal regrets. So many times there are people that are looking back over their life and they are saddened because of the things, not that they failed at, but the things that they never even tried. So I don't want us to be in that situation where there are things that we should have done and we know that we should have done that we just didn't do. Okay. So, what you know right now, what you know right now has gotten you to where you are. Let me say that again. What you know right now has gotten you to where you are. If you are trying to get to that next level, if you're trying to level up in your life, there are going to be some new things that you need to learn. But too often, adults especially, adult people try to get to the next level in their life using the knowledge, the information that we already know. If you are not intentional, this is key. If you are not intentional about continuing to learn new things and experiences and have new experiences or reach those next levels in your life. Now, I know a lot of you probably think that you know a lot, and that's great, and that's awesome. But those things that you know got you to where you are. If there was another level that you wanted to get to and you already knew how, my question would be to you is, why aren't you at that next level? There's something that it is that we need to learn. It's something that we need to know to get to that next level. So if you want to grow, if you want to grow beyond current situation, you will need to expand your mindset. And you need to expand your mindset to accept and implement this new information. Because one of the things that I do understand and I notice when I go out and I share and I speak and I talk to people is that you may know some great things and you may have heard some great things that really could help take you to that next level. But the issue is, it's not that the information was not presented to you. The issue is that you did not implement the information. I say this all the time, guys, hearing the information is not what's important. It's the implementation of that information that makes the difference. So if you are hearing things, just like this, what we do every week here on Wise Words with Darius, right? I share some great things with you, some nuggets, some tips, some principles that you could use to level up, right? To help you get to that point that you want to get to. But if you just hear the information every week, are not implementing this information that we provide, then it's like you might as well not even be listening to it, really, because it's not hearing the information. It's the implementation of that information that makes the difference. For years, I used to go to seminars and do all these things, and I'll get into this a little bit more, but it wasn't until I started implementing the information that it started to affect my life. It started to take me places that I had not been and actually exposing me to some new things. So understand, it's not just hearing the information that is going to make a difference. You have to implement it. And one of the things that we do here on Wise Words with Darius is that I always give you some steps. I give you some action steps that you can implement immediately after the show. And the reason that I do that is because I understand that it's the implementation. And I understand that, you know, a lot of times we get information, we hear this information, people sharing insights or what have you, and they don't tell us how to do it. So that's one of the things I want to make sure that we do, is that we share how you can actually start to implement these things immediately. So you have to expand your mindset to accept and implement the information that you're hearing and that you're taking in. The desire and, you know, the ability to continue to learn is what calls the growth mindset. I talked about Carol Dweck before, but that desire and that ability to continue to learn, that is what she considers the growth mindset. But if you have concluded that you know everything, that you need to know, you are not open to learning new things, she calls this a fixed mindset. And those with a fixed mindset believe that they have everything that they need. They know everything that they need to know to get to where they are. And usually these people are stuck. Usually these people spend time going back over and over, reliving the same situation, same experiences over and over again in their life. So we want to be conscious and be on a level where we have a growth mindset and we're always thinking about how can we learn that thing or those that concept or principle that we need to get us to that next level. Let me ask you a question. When you think about learning, what do you think about? What is the idea that comes to your mind when you think about learning? See, most people will think of school. They'll think about school, right? When we talk about learning or, you know, education and expanding your education, most people think about school. So we may think about, you know, think back to elementary school, middle school. Some even may think about high school. And, you know, some people may think about college, right? As adults, if you're an adult, we may be thinking about college or, you know, that advanced degree after college, maybe the master's or whatever the case may be. But this is probably what you think about when we think about learning. Once I graduated, let's tell you my story real quick about this. Once I graduated from college, right? When I graduated from college, I told everybody I was done with school. I was done. I wasn't talking about getting a master's. A PhD was definitely out of the question. It wasn't even a thought. I was done once I finished with, and shout out to my college, North Carolina A&T. It's their homecoming this weekend, so Aggie Pride. Just had to stick that in there a little bit. It's G-Ho, baby, the greatest homecoming on earth. But so let's get to this. So and really, when I think about college, one of the reasons that I went to college was because I was conditioned and I was programmed to believe that that was the only way to get a good, quote unquote, good job, the money I needed to live a, quote unquote, good life. Some of you may be on that same page. So I went for the fact that, you know, this is what you needed to do to get that good job. This is what you needed to do to be able to make good money. You needed to have a college education. So that was one of the main reasons that I went to college. And after getting out of college, I realized that I didn't like the whole classroom thing, right? I mean, it was just, I was done, put it that way. But what it actually, you know, what I actually meant was I was finished with my formal education. So I wasn't finished learning. This is the key. I wasn't really finished learning, or at least I didn't, at the time, I didn't realize I wasn't finished learning. I thought that I was, but I wasn't really finished learning. And so when I said I wasn't going back to school and all those things, I was actually referring to learning, but really the reality was I wasn't done. So I had no intentions to go back to school. I had no intentions to go back to class. I had none of that. For me, I thought I was good. I was good. I had learned what I thought I needed to move ahead in life and live. That's what I thought. I thought I had it, and I was able to live comfortably. I was a college graduate, thought that was it, master's degree, PhD, nope, not even a chance, right? I wasn't. And I will say, to this day, I have not gotten an advanced degree. I don't have a master's degree and all that other stuff. But let me explain to you this. One of the reasons that I felt this way is because as an adult, I didn't believe going back to school was going to get me where I wanted to be in life. That was my belief. I didn't believe it for me. I had seen and known people who were going back to school, you know, to get advanced degrees, a master's degree, getting it, you know, trying to get their PhD. And I watched them do something that I knew and that they knew didn't truly believe was why they were called and what they were called to do in life. That was the issue with me. See, that was one of the things that I looked at. I was like, you don't even want to do that. Why are you spending all this time and money going back to school? They were going back to do something that they really didn't want to do. But they thought that if they could get that job to make that money, they would be happy. That would put them in the position that they wanted to be in. But it wasn't something that they had any type of passion for. It wasn't something that they really, really just felt like, this is what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. Does that make sense? Yeah, I get that. Because a lot of times we do these things because we've been conditioned. We've been programmed. Our mind, our paradigm has been set, and it's been programmed with the thought and the idea that you got to go to school, get all these degrees in order to have the things, the life, the quality of life that you want. Knocking college. I'm not knocking those advanced degrees. So don't take it that way, guys. But, you know, for a lot of people watching this, this was a painful experience. And again, only a lot of them only did it because they thought that's what they should do. Oh, you want to make more money, Darius? Oh, man, you need to go back and get your MBA. You need to go back and get your master's. You need to go get your PhD, right? That's what we hear. And even on the job, some of you may have jobs where you may need that degree. Maybe that's what they're looking for to get to that next level, maybe or maybe not. But I don't want you to get me wrong. If you are working toward an advanced degree and it is something that you feel that you are called to do and you're passionate about it, I encourage you to go for it. Everything you can into it. Give it everything. Put everything you have into it. But understand why you're truly doing it. If it's because that's what you feel passionate about and getting that degree is going to get you to that point that you want to be and allow you to level up, go for it. Make sure that you do everything that you need to do to make it work for you. Okay, so I'm not knocking college. I just want you to understand why you're doing what you're doing. I want you to think about what it is that you feel inside you are here to do. And if that is the path that takes you to where you need to be, I want to encourage you to do that. Now, today, our topic today is what do you know? So I want to talk about what we know and how we learn, but I really believe what you know right now has gotten you to where you are. I also believe that if you knew what it took to be whatever you wanted to be in life and you are not there, then you would be that if you knew what it took. Does that make sense? If you knew what it took to get where you wanted to be in life, then you would be there. And if you're not there, then there's something missing. Another thing is that you may know and have all the technical skills. You may have the expertise in that level, but you don't believe that you can do it. Believe that you have what it takes. And see, we underestimate, look at it as a belief. And we don't look at it as something that we know. See, if you can do it, you don't know what you need to know to get there. Because one of the things you need to know to get to that next level, you need to know without a shadow of a doubt, without any inkling or, you know, without any reasonable doubt, you need to know that you know that you know that you can do it. So sometimes it's not even the technical part of what it is that you're trying to do that's holding you back. It's just that fact that you don't even know if you can do it. You don't believe that you can do it. So that's the other part of what it is that holds us back sometimes from being able to level up, being able to reach that next level in life and get to that point where we want to be. So we got to keep that in mind as well. It's not just the technical skill. It's not just the expertise in a particular field that we need. We also need to have the knowledge. We need to have the knowledge that we can do it. And that's all internal. That's all internal. So when you think about reaching the next level in your life, you must understand that you will need to learn some new things. The key to learning as an adult is that it's a choice. You got to understand, when we become adults, our learning becomes a choice. You have a choice what you learn. You know, as a child, growing up as a child, we really didn't have a choice about learning. Pretty much forced into learning. We had to go to school. There was no option for the most part. There was no option if you were going to second grade or fifth grade at this point. You know, back in the day, yes, we had a situation where it was really different, where people may have had a third grade education, they had to go work and help. For the most part, that's not the situation that we're in 2017, right? So we have a choice as adults. As young people, we don't. You go to school till you 18 for the most part, and then after that, you can do what you want. But until 18, there's actually laws in place that there's consequences and repercussions if you're not going to school. So we were pretty much forced to learn, okay? of course, we were told that this is the way that we get ahead. This is how we go about, you know, really having the life that we say that we want. So this is how we justified it. It, you know, something that made sense to us about it. We got to understand that as a child, we were learning things. Now, we are still learning. I don't want you to think that type of setting. But when I think about what I know, when I think about what I know, I realize one of the things I realized that I have learned some things by default, too. This is the other thing we got to take into consideration. We learn all the time by default. Just because of where you were, the environment that you were in, the people that you were around, you listening to certain things, watching certain movies, you're learning by default. So you're taking in a lot of information that may not be information that is helpful in the journey that you're on, helpful in you getting to that next level. So we're learning by default, and because of what you're learning, because of these things that you're learning, even by default, you're making decisions about your life. This is unconscious living, guys. So when we're unconscious and we're learning these things, we're taking in all this stuff, we're learning, our mind is saying, okay, these are the things that we need to respond to. These are the things we need to take actions on. So you're making decisions off of things that you're learning by default. It's not intentional. You're learning by default, and you're making decisions based off of those things that you're learning. So what happens is, what we're really doing at this point is autopilot. And I talk about this when I talk about the parts of the mind and things like that. We have to become very, because then what happens is, again, we learn by default. Because we have learned this stuff has gone into our brain. Our brain processes it as information that it can use to make decisions. We now turn around and make life decisions based on information that we learned by default that we weren't even intentional. We wonder why we find ourselves in certain situations. It's really no surprise sometimes, guys. It's about how are we getting the knowledge that we're making our decisions based on? Are we consciously learning, or are we on autopilot, unconsciously learning by default? Think about that for a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come right back. We're going to go into some more things as far as what we're doing, how we're learning, and some of the things that we need to do to really get the information we need to go to that next level. So stay with me. We'll be right back.
This is Bobby Keys, and when I'm not on the air, I like to sit down and read a good magazine. The magazine I like is called 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine. It's a magazine all about the baby boomers. 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine features the legends of classic soul like Delphonics, Jerry Butler, the Stylistics, the Manhattans, just to name a few. Read their stories and hear it straight from them. 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine also covers healthcare as well as the lives of everyday people. 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine is there to share information with you. So order your copy today. Go to the website at www.50plusthesecondhalfmagazine.com and check them out on Facebook at PAB Magazine. 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine. It's all about the baby.
This show is sponsored by 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, so we're in a situation sometimes when we are learning on autopilot. And what does autopilot actually look like? What does this unconscious learning look like? There, you may be in a situation where you may learn some things that you need to know on autopilot. You may actually learn some things that you need to know. But one of the things that we do is we kind of go through life thinking of not intentionally learning, but just kind of figuring out the things we need to, you know, survive most of the time. or maybe you have a new job and one of the things is you got to learn some new things there. Sometimes we're not intentional. We kind of just do that on autopilot as is, this is just what we have to do, right? We're not intentional about learning these, but this method is like walking around all day with your fingers crossed, your toes crossed, your eyes closed, hoping, holding your breath, hoping that the right things come your way. See, that's the key to it. When we're on autopilot, we're kind of just hoping that the right things come our way, that the right things show up, that we have the right experiences, that we're actually around the right people. We're just kind of hoping that that's what it is, instead of being intentional about this. And see, this was me. This is how I was living my life. After college, you know, I just kind of felt like I had it. I'm good. Now at this point, I just want to hope that things go my way. So I hope that I'm in the right place. I hope that this is the right job to take. I hope, you know, and that was it. I was hoping about a lot of this stuff, and I wasn't really intentional. And things changed for me around that time, a couple years after graduation. I'm in my mid-20s. Something changed. It all changed for me. You know, a guy that I had a lot of respect for that was very successful. He was doing very well. He shared something with me. And I had started a business at that point, and I was really excited about what I was getting into and what I was doing. And this gentleman said to me, he said, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Formal education will make you a living, but self-education will make you a fortune. And that moment, that was an awakening moment for me. That was really a powerful thing for me to hear as a young man in my mid-20s, just kind of getting out, trying to get things going and follow my passion and follow what I thought was what I was here to do. And I was interested in making a fortune. That was one of the things. I wanted to make some money. But looking back, and I want to make sure that you understand this point here, guys. Looking back, that was not the most impactful part of that phrase for me. It wasn't about making a fortune. That wasn't the part that really got me when I look back over this situation and I look back over this experience that I had. What changed everything for me was self-education. He talked about formal education will make you a living. I was not interested in formal education. This was just me. But the self-education part made me turn and really think about, wow, hold on, what does that mean? Self-education, what did that mean? My perception of learning changed that day. My perception of how we learn and how we can learn changed that day. So what I really heard was, you need to continue to learn and educate yourself. When I think back, that's what I heard from what he said. So he told me formal education will make me a living and self-education will make a fortune. But what I interpreted and what I heard from that was you need to continue learning and you need to educate yourself. That was what it was for me. And that education may come in different forms. It comes in different forms. It may be school. It may be the classroom setting. But understand this, if you want something more than what you currently have, you need to educate yourself, however and whatever form that education takes on, whatever form that education takes on. So it may be, again, the classroom. It may be a webinar. It may be some online course that you take. It may be any of it. It may be a book that you pick up and start to read. But you got to understand the mindset that you have to have behind all this is that you have to be open to learning some new things and implementing those things into your life, into your routine. Now, until this time, I looked at learning really as painful. I didn't really like it. But, you know, one of the blessings for me in that situation is that I picked up on things pretty quickly. So I wasn't the one that had to study for hours and hours and hours. I can kind of look it over a couple times, and I was good, but I didn't really enjoy it to that level, right? It was painful because I felt like it was forced on me for the most part. I was kind of forced into it. We had to do it. You had to go to college. I enjoyed college. I didn't like class, though. I enjoyed it. The class part is where I had an issue sometimes, right? But this is kind of how I created this mindset I had about learning. It was something that I did based on how I felt the emotions. So remember, I always talk about, you know, our beliefs and why we how we believe things. It's a thought that we have that we attach emotion to that now becomes our belief. And that's what I did. I attached pain to learning a lot of times. I attached pain to it. But moving forward, after I heard this quote about formal education and self-education, moving forward from that point, I came to understand that, first of all, didn't have to be painful. But then I also understood that it had to be intentional, conscious, and it had to be deliberate. Your learning process, in order to get to that next level and learn the things that you really need to learn to get to that next level in your life, these three things must be in place. It must be intentional. It must be conscious, and you must be deliberate about learning. You have to be deliberate about what it is that you're trying to achieve. We can't go through life like, you know, wishing and hoping that it works. We have to be deliberate about it. We have to be conscious about it, not just hope that we're in the right place. Now, learning is a part of my everyday life now. I'm very conscious about it. It's intentional. I look at situations to see what is it that I can learn from this situation that can help me in my journey to getting where I want to go. And the amazing part about it is that every single day, every day, there is something that comes up that I'm like, wow, that helps. That is awesome. And it, again, it comes in different forms. It comes in different shapes. There are different ways that these things show up in your life. But if we're conscious about it and we're focused and we're paying attention to what's going on, you should be able to see something that can help you in your journey to where it is that you want to be or where it is that you want to go. So now, for me, every day, I'm very intentional about learning. I'm very intentional. I'm very conscious. I'm very deliberate about learning that maybe that just one little nugget, maybe that one little thing that I can use that can get me to the next level, that one thing. So I look for new experiences. I read. I go through webinars. I'm looking for different courses that I can take that it can allow me to learn some new things, the things that I need to achieve those goals that I have set, to get to that level that I need to get to based on what it is that I have a passion and a desire to accomplish. A lot going on when we're educating ourselves or learning, period. So, you know, I want to give you some scientific background about all this. I want you to understand how this affects you, because a lot of times when we're not intentional, we're not looking to learn anything new. We're just like, I'm good. We're just going through life, tiptoeing through the tulips, right? And we're not intentionally learning. Let me explain to you. Let me share with you what this does to you, to your body, to your brain, to you as a being. Here's what happens when you learn new things. Here's what happens. First of all, there's something that happens which is called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. This is when you learn something new. When you learn something new, your brain builds new connections between neurons. All right? So we're going to get a little scientific on. We're going to hit you with a little neuroscience right now. Your brain creates new connections to new neurons, between neurons in your brain when you learn something new, when you have new experiences. This is what happens in your brain. So there are new synapses created that are making new connections, that are firing in your brain. That's one thing that happens when you learn something new. Something else that happens, when you have certain experiences, it gives you a rush and this shot of this, what they call the reward chemical, which is called dopamine. every Saturday morning when I do this show, I get a huge shot of dopamine. Dopamine makes it fun. Dopamine makes you want to do it again. Dopamine makes it something that you look forward to, right? This is that drug. This is that chemical that your brain releases when you're doing something, learning something new, doing something that is motivating you and pushing you. Dopamine is also involved. Let me tell you what else you get this shot of dopamine. Dopamine is involved when you experience love, and it's also involved when you have addictive behaviors. So you do have to be careful, though, because there are certain behaviors that you can take that are not ones that are probably good for you, but you still get that shot of dopamine. So those who are addicted to certain things, whatever that thing may be, you're probably getting a shot of dopamine when you actually take part in that activity. It's the dopamine that keeps us coming back. It's the dopamine that helps me come back every Saturday and do this show. So dopamine, that's one of the other things that happens when you learn new things. The other thing is you have growth of what's called myelin. Myelin. Myelin is a whitish substance that covers your neurons, and it makes the signals in our neurons move faster. So what it does, it makes it seem like our brain is working faster. It's working better. So now this myelin comes in. You actually start to it covers the nerve axons and makes it feel, you know, just makes your brain work faster, makes your brain feel better, makes you feel good, and it makes you think a little quicker, right? So that's also part of this growth process. This is also what happens to you chemically, right? Biologically, this is what's happening in your brain when you're learning new things. Now, the last thing I share with you as far as how the brain receives all this and what happens in your brain as we get older, and this is something that I think about being very close to getting to that 50 point, right? As adults, learning is good for our health. If you stop learning as an adult, your health will go down. What this does, and what this has been shown, and studies show this, that learning as an adult, especially as you get older and older and older, it shows that it has been shown that learning slows the onset of progression of Alzheimer's and dementia. It does help. You have to make sure that you're continuing to learn because you keep those new synapses, you keep those new connections being made between the neurons, you keep those things firing in your brain. And as long as you're learning some new things and your brain is firing all the time, then it slows down these degenerative diseases that we see in a lot of our elderly people and our elderly family members or those that we know. So we have to be conscious about this. Again, it goes back. You have to be intentional. You have to be conscious, and it has to be deliberate, not just so that you can learn some new stuff and try to tell everybody how smart you are. No, first of all, it helps your brain. It helps your brain. And then on top of that, it's what you need to know if you have a desire to hit that next level in your life. So we have things that happen neurologically in our brain from learning. And it also is something that we need to do in order to get to the level that we say we need to get to. So we need to learn new things. Not just because of assisting our journey again and achieve our goals, but it's good for the brain. So if you don't do it for any other reason, if you have no goals, you have nothing that you're striving for, at least learn to help improve your brain. May help with some longevity, may help you live a little longer, may help you when, and then, you know, what happens is the motivation comes from us learning those new things. Then we want to kind of learn a little bit more. It gets addictive. Why does it become addictive? Why does learning become addictive? It's just like anything else. If you were on drugs or whatever it is, it's the dopamine. The dopamine, it becomes addictive. So I'll be honest with you. Right now, I'm an addict. I'm addicted to learning. I am. Because I know what it does for me. And I know how it makes me feel when I learn new things, and I can share new things with you guys. So, but one of the things I always share is that, again, I have to repeat this. It's not hearing or reading the information that's important. It's the implementation. So we need to learn things, and we need to learn how to implement them into our routine, implement them into our life and what we're doing. So as you learn new things, as you listen to the show every week, hopefully every week you're learning something new. And as you learn these new things, you start to implement them into your daily routine, into your daily routine. Now, one of the things that I've noticed in my own life, this is in my own life, is that the more I seek knowledge and information, the more opportunities to learn are presented to me. The more I look for it, the more opportunities are actually presented to me. So this is what we got to understand. And I talk about this a lot too. Guys, what you put out into the universe is going to come back. The universe is constantly looking to bring you what you want. This is the key, though. This is what happens. I want to share with you how the universe is going to bring those things to you. But before we do, what I want to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break again. Once we take this commercial break, I want to come back. I want to talk about how those things we're putting out to the universe about learning are coming back. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, you're listening to the 50 Plus Radio Show, where the show is always so amazing. Sit back and relax and just enjoy the show. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so we are constantly putting things out into the universe. How are we doing that? Let's make sure that we're clear on how we're putting things out into the universe. It is the conversations that we're having with ourselves. It's the conversations that we're having with others, the things we're saying silently, the things that we're saying out loud. And when you say that you want something, the universe is listening. God is listening. So what happens is we put these things out by what we say that we want and what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. We're putting these things out. And if you're putting out that I want to find something that will help me get to this next level, I need to find that information that's going to help me get to that next level, the universe is going to look for a way to bring that to you. Okay. Now, it doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen, you know, in that same day sometimes. Sometimes it takes weeks. Sometimes it's months. Sometimes it's years. But what you put out there, understand, is still out there and it's coming back to you. So I want to share this with you. So whatever you're putting out there, you're going to have opportunities that come your way. The thing is, are you going to recognize them when they come? Are you going to be able to say, wow, you know what? That's exactly what I was looking for. This is exactly what I needed. Are you going to be able to recognize that? About a week ago, no, maybe a week and a half ago, I was sent this video. My cousin, Dr. Denise O'Sullivan, sent me this video. She's always looking out for me, sharing stuff with me. So thank you, Denise. But she sent me this video. And just prior to getting the video, Allison and I were talking. My wife, Allison, and I were talking. And she was mentioning to me, Allison was mentioning to me, that I really needed to look. One of her suggestions was, you need to look into getting more information on the neuroscience about what you're talking about. Right. And that was something that I was actually interested in. I am fascinated by the whole brain thing and how it works and our mind and what's actually happening. Right. So we're talking about this. We're having this conversation about the whole neuroscience, about what I'm doing and being able to implement that into my message to all of you and everybody that I speak with. And so I get this video. And as I'm watching the video, I realize that the video is a woman who is a neuroscientist. Right. She's a neuroscientist. I'm like, all right, cool. I am looking at it. Now, this is why I say you got to be able to recognize how this is presented to you guys. I'm looking at the video in a sense where I'm saying, all right, let me take some notes because she's saying some good stuff. And this video may be able to help me this kind of implement and add some new things to what I'm doing, you know, helping my education. But that's not what the video was for. That wasn't the purpose of the universe using Denise to bring that video to me, because what happened was at the end of the video, this doctor said, she said, I am offering an 8-week course on the neuroscience of being an entrepreneur, on being a in relationships and all these things. She's teaching how to apply and understand the neuroscience behind what we do in all these different facets of our life. So it wasn't for me to learn just from that one video. It was actually the opportunity to actually study deeply the neuroscience, not just one little video, but actually enroll in this course with this doctor and two other neuroscientists, and it's another professor that's helping with this course. Absolutely blew my mind, because we were just talking about it. So you go put things out there that you say that you want, and there are going to be things that come back. You don't know how. You don't know who's going to bring it to you. You don't know how it's going to be dressed up, but you got to be prepared and open to receive it. And this is where a lot of people miss. This is where they miss it. This is where we miss it. We miss it because we're not open to what it looks like. Or the other problem is we have this preconceived notion of what it looks like. What that thing is going to look like for me, oh, it's going to look like this. And you have all these little dimensions of it, and you have this whole image of what it's going to look like. So when it comes and it looks like something else, you just overlook it. I could have easily said, all right, I'll watch that video later. I'll get back to that. I really don't have time for it. I could have overlooked that video. I could have taken my time and done something else and not even looked at it. And this is how, you know, I believe in the confirmation. Not coincidence. It was confirmation. But I looked at it, and guess what? There were only 2 days left to register for this course. That is crazy. If I would have given this, if I would not have given this my time and attention, I would have missed the opportunity. Some of you are not giving things your time and attention that you need to, and you're missing the opportunity. You're missing the opportunity to grow. You're missing the opportunity to learn some new things. You're missing the opportunity to take your life to that next level, because you're not giving your time and attention to what's being presented to you. You're not going about it consciously. You're not being deliberate. You're not being intentional about what you said that you wanted. And what you know right now got you to where you are. If you don't do something different, if you don't learn something new, enhance what you already know, add to what you already know, and part of it is knowing what you are capable of doing. Believing in you is part of that. So I wanted to share that with you because I thought that was so impactful, because that was a prime opportunity of me putting something out into the universe. The universe responding, saying, I got something for you. I got it. This is it. But I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to Denise. And Denise is going to give it to you. So let's see if you actually want what you say you want. Let's see if you actually really are paying attention. Because I'm going to give it to Denise to give to you. And then we'll see if you are on it. Let me see if you really, you know, really about what you say you're about. That's how I look at it now, right? So I'm paying attention. You sharing something with me, I'm trying to dissect it to see if it's something that the universe is bringing to me to say, hey, this is it. Part of that education that you need, part of what you need to learn to get to that next level, because right now you don't know enough. Right now there's something, that one little piece is missing, so I'm going to send that piece to you. Are you paying attention? So my question to you is, are you paying attention? Do you believe right now what you know is all you need to know? Do you feel that you have everything that you need to know to get where you want to be? And if you say you do, that's fine. But my next question would be is, why aren't you where you want to be then? Because if you're not where you want to be and you know everything you need to know to get there, why aren't you there? Just think about that for a minute, guys. Let that sink. Let that marinate for a minute. But I also want you to understand that all of these principles and these ways that we learn work for good and bad, positive stuff and negative stuff. It works the same way. This is where being conscious comes into play. We have to make sure that we're taking in the information that is going to feed us what we need to get where we want to go. So you got to understand, you're going to learn negative things this way too. The brain can't decipher if it's good or if it's bad. It says, oh, this is information. I'm going to take these bits of information. I'm going to process them, and then I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to actually work through you and actually have you make decisions based on that. So be conscious. Stay woke, as Denise says. Stay woke, because it could be good and bad. And understand that the things that are coming your way, I did a show about this a couple weeks ago. It's not coincidence. The things that are coming your way are not coincidence. They are confirmation. It's confirmation because what you're putting out. So understand, if you're putting out negative, you're going to get negative back. The vibration that you have is going to be matched by the universe. So whatever you're putting out there comes back. So it's confirmation. If it's negative or if it's positive, it's confirmation of what you put out there. So I want you to be very aware. I want you to be very careful about what you put out. I want you to be. I want you to understand that learning is not just so that we can get smarter. It also helps our brain. It also helps our brain. It creates new connections. It gives us that shot of dopamine. It puts us in a situation where we can prolong some of these diseases that are affected by that affect our brain. There are reasons besides the fact that you're just looking like you a nerd or being smart on why we need to educate ourselves. And we need to teach our children this early because they need to understand. You need to be in a constant state of learning. Doesn't mean you got to be reading a book 24/7, but you need to be aware and you need to be making sure that you educate yourself. So I share all these stories with you and I share all this information with you to encourage you, first of all, to be open. Be open. Have that growth mindset, not a fixed mindset where you think you just know it all. Have the growth mindset where you believe that there's more that you can learn. Even if you think you're at the top of your game, there's still something else that you can learn. There's a way that you can pivot off of what you're doing to take you into a new space. So I want to encourage you to be open. Be open to how things come your way. Be open to the fact that they may not look the way that you have imagined they would look. Be open. And if you would just, again, don't brush off things that are being brought to you. You never know who's going to bring it. You never know who's going to bring that one piece of information that can change things forever for you and take you where you want to go. Now, as you learn, yes, you will get smarter. You will learn some new things. Your vocabulary may change. You know, the people that you surround yourself with may change as well, because as you learn new things, you may outgrow some people. So your circle is going to change. As you learn some new things, you're going to see your life is leveling up. You're going to see that you're taking that next step. You're going to see that how did I get here? It's because you was conscious. You was intentional and you was deliberate about learning the things necessary. Learning the things necessary. People will start to identify you and what you know and what you're capable of doing, and they will invite you to share and do what it is that you do. When they realize, when you do what you need to do to get to that level. So, again, today's show was, what do you know? What do you know, first of all, about your own learning process, right? There are different ways that we learn. You know, we don't all learn the same way. There's people are auditory, you know, people are visual, people are kinesthetic. They need to touch it and feel it. Some people just need to see it, videos and all that. Some people need to read it. I'm not talking about how you learn. You need to understand that, but you need to also understand how your brain functions when you learn. What does it do to your mind when you learn new things, when you have new experiences? So part of your education, part of that learning may just be experiences that you have. It may, you go take a trip somewhere and you learn something new about a new country or a new culture, whatever it may be. That's all part of it. And understand that if you are learning new things, If you are learning new things, then you are going to become addicted to learning the new things if you're intentional. You're going to become addicted because the dopamine is part of the process. It's part of the process. So I want to share some things with you as we close. You know, I always want to share a couple action steps that you can take to start to implement this information and start to implement these things into your life. So as we close out, I want to share three things with you, three things that I want to share with you. First, the first one is to seek learning opportunities. Seek them out. Look for them. Don't wait for it to come to you. Seek new learning opportunities. Figure out, hopefully you already know what it is that your passion is. Hopefully you already know what it is that you want to accomplish in your life. Seek learning opportunities to help enhance that, get you there quicker, and learn the things that you need to learn to sustain it and develop it. Seek learning opportunities. Go out here and look. There are books. People got tons of videos out here. Go to YouTube. Find out who is the expert in that field and seek them out. So seek learning opportunities, but be open to how they appear to you in your life. Be open to it. Second thing, apply what you're learning. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress enough how important the implementation phase is. The learning phase is great, but it means nothing if there is no implementation phase. If you're not implementing this, it means nothing. You just wasted the time learning the new thing because you're going to forget it because you're not implementing it. You're not making something part of your short-term memory that you keep doing that will become part of your long-term memory, which means that you will forget it. Use it or lose it. We've heard that all our life. Use it or lose it. Start to implement what it is that you're learning. Whatever it is, whatever your journey is, wherever your journey's taking you, whatever it you're learning, implement the things that you're learning. And the third thing I want to share with you is understand. Understand what happens in your brain. Understand that learning is not just making you smarter. Learning is not just giving you the information that you may need to go to that next level, but learning also affects your brain. It is affecting how your brain is growing. It is part of and a major part of the neuroplasticity, which is the new connections with neurons within your brain. The myelin, which is actually now makes you move a little faster. Your brain works a little faster. It does give you the shot of dopamine, which makes it feel good. Right? So seek, apply, and understand. Seek, apply, and understand. Seek the new information. Seek the learning opportunities. Apply what you're learning and understand what it's not only doing for you and what your mission is in life and what you're trying to accomplish, but also understand what it does to your brain. Understand what it does to your brain. If your brain is functioning at that high level, the rest of your body is going to function at that high level as well. So understand that that's what's happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe 100% that what you know right now has gotten you to where you are. Some of you may think that you know a lot, but if you're not at the position that you feel that you should be at or where you want to be in life, obviously there's something else that you need to learn. That something else may be you need to learn to believe in yourself. You need to learn to believe in what you're capable of doing, but also understand it may be that one piece to the puzzle that's still out there and you're not seeking that piece to the puzzle. So if you're stuck, if you're in that place, understand it may be something else that you need to learn. So guys, I hope that this resonated with you. I hope that you got something from it. I hope that you understand that your brain needs you to learn. Your brain needs you to learn. And I hope that you take this information and apply it and implement it into your life. So I want to thank you all for joining me on Wise Words with Darius. It's always a pleasure for me. I get my shot of dopamine, so it feels good. So I'll be back next week. Right? But I want to thank you for joining me. If we're not connected on Facebook, make sure we do. We have a group for the radio show. It's hashtag Wise Words with Darius on Facebook. Make sure you join the group. Make sure you become a part of the Wise Tribe. We all learn together. We're not done till we're all done. So I want to thank you all for joining me. Have a phenomenal Saturday. Have a phenomenal week. Go out here, be the best that you can be, and understand and remember that greatness begins with one wise decision. I will see you guys next week. Have a great day, guys.
This show was brought to you by the 50 Plus, the Second Half magazine. Thank you for stopping by, and we hope you will tune in next week. Good night.